Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
It's usually a good market day when Craig Bolanos comes on the show. I believe we've got another winning streak going again, Craig, of you appearing during Days of Green Markets. You're the co-founder, wealth advisor, and InvestGen Wealth Partners. Welcome back, Craig.
John, good to be with you. The hot streak continues, and yes, no slam cabinets. So important if you want to get those midnight snacks without the best friend in life hearing you in the middle of the evening.
Ooh.
Yes, amen. But John, you might not know the day of the week, but you know something I know? There's a 98.9% chance of a Fed rate cut on the 29th of October and a 98.7% chance of another rate cut on the 10th of December. And you know what that means? Year-end rally remains intact.
Right, because it's what people expected. And when things are projected to be as expected, people are happy, generally, right?
Yes, generally no one likes a surprise unless it's a good surprise on Christmas or whatever holiday you might want to go ahead and celebrate. But you know, it wasn't a great surprise. I was a little bummed. I mean, Netflix actually missed estimates. But then I said, wait, it wasn't because of ad revenue or anything else. It had to do with taxes in Brazil. So here's the good news. If the ad revenue was still pumping on Netflix, that's key, because that means advertisers must believe consumers can continue to spend. And if consumers can continue to spend, we could get yet again a follow-on act of record-setting holiday sales in this country. And after all, we're about ready to take down the Halloween decorations and put up you-know-what inside of the next 3 weeks.
Okay, I agree that the consumer might be ready to spend. I read an interesting report yesterday on who is actually spending, who is driving this economy, and it seems to be the wealthiest of Americans. Not that that isn't mostly usually the case, but that actually lower and middle class Americans seem to be really a lot more concerned about this economy. When does that permeate through a little bit and start to worry Wall Street that the spending is all isolated to the people that have the most already?
You're right. The Wall Street cares about the absolute spend, but when will it be a problem? I've talked on a number of media appearances about the number of Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 and 11 bankruptcy filings that have been popping up the last couple of quarters. That is clearly evident that the lowest and most vulnerable consumer is in trouble. It becomes a problem once you start seeing a significant surge in defaults on auto loans, credit cards, et cetera. And in particular, there's some regional banks, I don't want to name them, and others that would get worried. So Wall Street's looking at, again, credit spreads and other things for some of those lenders for signs of distress, but they're not here yet.
You know, I always like to try and find or read about interesting recession indicators or signs of distress indicators that are maybe like benign that you wouldn't think of. But when you put it in the grander picture, they look a lot worse. One of them is that less women getting their hair colored, more using buying lipstick. Like that's an old adage one. But there's one, Craig, that I've noticed lately. I every now and then will host some galas around town, right? I get asked to do that. And I've gotten to know the charity auctioneers very well, you know, those great, funny men and women who are able to really get people to open up their pocketbooks. Every one I've been to this year, they're not opening it up as much. And these are usually the wealthy folks that pay a lot for the tables. And I've been talking to the auctioneers, and they've been saying that all of them are doing a lot worse this year than the last couple of years. I don't know. That could be a little indicator that even the top is starting to feel the heat a little bit.
You know, I can't speak to that. It certainly could be. There could be so many reasons just relative to how people feel. I think something that's easy for all of us who aren't going to galas and aren't going to fundraisers is when you're out to dinner, take a look. Is the table next to you ordering an appetizer, or is the table next to you ordering dessert? There was a time in 23 and 24 when the recipe was Goldilocks. Everybody got wine, everyone got an app, everyone got dessert. And when you see that slowing down, dessert gets cut out, the app gets cut out, then that's how you can tell on 123 Main Street things might be changing.
Our news guy David Jennings wants to pop in with a question. David?
Yeah. What happens with the lack of data that you get access to?
Great question.
Since the government is closed, and because it is closed, certain functions like statistics, there's no one there doing them.
Well, Your guess is as good as mine. I've been navigating the last couple of weeks surely based on momentum and what I call deducement, because you're right. Retail sales, I don't have it. GDP, I don't have it. You name the data, I don't have it. We are going to get something on Friday, though. We are going to get some data on Friday. How good that data is, I don't know.
What data are we getting on Friday?
I'm pretty sure we're getting the CPI.
You think they're going to put out the CPI? I have no idea. I mean, I know it's scheduled.
It's scheduled, but apparently, I mean, I heard Christopher Waller say, hey, that the BLS is going to somehow put it out. Now, how good and how efficacy the data is going to be, boy, that I certainly don't know.
That was amazing. That was going to be my next question. How willing should people be to believe what they put out when there is some cloudiness and opaqueness in the windows surrounding the Bureau of Labor Statistics?
Well, perhaps? With the fired person, yeah.
Craig? Do you mean when we politicize certain appointees, hires, and things, that it's subject to manipulation? I don't know. You know what? It goes both ways. Here's the problem. We're going to take it on face value for what it is, and we're just going to be anchored in common sense, and anything that strays too far from the expectation is going to be tossed out. It's kind of like the Olympics, right? You throw out the high score, you throw out the low, you take the one in the middle. So people are going to be looking for a trend, but you're talking about some underlying points that are valid, that everyone is feeling, everyone is seeing, and how real it is depends on someone's point of view. And maybe, just maybe, that's why we're seeing high-end donors not contribute as much at some of these galas that John Hansen just mentioned.
All right, Craig Bolanos, you're good any day of the week, even if I got it wrong. GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Next time you're on, we'll pop on a little bit more about what you're doing to help out folks, but I know they can reach out to you guys and just chat through all sorts of stuff, Craig. I appreciate your time.
Great to be with everybody. Thank you.
Get retired. Stay retired.com.